I wanted to mention the usefulness of the capacity to tell truth from falsehood and why mankind now really has a chance to really survive, not just exist on a day-to-day basis, but actually survive in some kind of spiritual integrity. You have to first know what the facts are, so we tried to supply how you arrive at the facts. Truth then requires an objectivity which the ego is not capable of. So this bypasses the ego and its belief systems. Gives us just a number. The number is impersonal. It doesn't care who wins the election. We can calibrate chocolate and vanilla. Huh? So it has a pragmatic usefulness. Now people wanted to know how to transcend the ego. So we tried to show that the ego is based on the assumption of causality. There is a this causing a that. It then builds its structure based on the polarity of the opposites, heat versus cold, good versus bad, good versus evil, etc. So the ego then is a whole structure and superstructure of positionalities. To transcend the ego then means to undo its positionalities. The map of consciousness, which has gotten to be quite well known, goes up to 600. And at 600 is enlightenment. And then it just says the levels from 600 on up are the enlightened and divine states. If you want to calibrate the truth of spiritual realities, then I'll save you the work of going through this with kinesiology. You will see that these time-honored titles refer to spiritual energies that are definable. They're not just somebody's fantasy. You know, is God a fantasy? And the atheist says it's a fantasy. Well, we can demonstrate that power of the Godhead is infinite. As divinity and creator infinite, an archangel is 50,000 and over. 50,000, we're talking about logarithm. 10 times 10, 50,000 times. A lot of voltage. In the depths of hell, the entity within cried out, "Is there a God? If you will help me." That was the passing thought of an archangel. The passing thought of an archangel is all it took. Must have been an archangel cruising by, heard the prayer. Gave a passing thought, and the best thing is, don't have an archangel think about you, I tell you, really. Wipe you out for 30 years. What the world calls an avatar, then, is 985. Anyway, all I wanted to demonstrate is that they are also definable and calibratable. In ordinary consciousness, the ego identifies and says, this is reality, this is the I, this is the me. And as one progresses spiritually, what happens is this begins to diminish as the focus and the intensity, the egocentricity then, the definition of self begins to change. It's as though it dissolves in the sea. So there's no war, there's no conflict. The only thing I don't like about The Course in Miracles, I think the workbook is correct. I think the textbook has an error in that it sort of sets up the ego as a foe, and you get polarized with the ego. So I think the textbook came from a different source than the workbook, frankly. The workbook, I think, is correct. So you don't want to get polarized. The ego is not your enemy. It's just an illusion of who one thinks one is. And this illusion is based on a dualistic structure of the ego, which tends to make you think there is an I, a this that causes a that. That's why I say, if you let go of the illusion that things come about as a result of causality, you will save yourself 42 lifetimes. 42, I never heard that one before. Could be 42 lifetimes, it'll save you. So, you heard it here. Now, it'll save you a lot of lifetimes. Let go of the illusion of causality, and you make a major jump.